This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lesson 16. We begin. Laba'a. Take note. You can either read this as the lam, the ba, and an alif. So with all of them having fatha would be laba'a, laba'a, laba'a. Or we will learn later on, you have something called a sukoon, where there's no fatha, dhamma, or kasra on the letter. Rather, there's a sukoon on it. So here we would read the word as laba, laba. So that alif is technically silent. Laba, laba. But we'll learn more about that later, insha'Allah. For now, we will read it as a fatha. So lam with the fatha. Ba with the fatha and alif with the fatha. Laba'a, 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 lata'a, 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 lana'a, 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 laka'a, 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 lakala, lakala, lakala. Excellent. Now if we read that same line, but the last letter, the alif, if we had a sukoon on it, a sukoon on it. So then how would we read it? We would read it like this. Laba, lata. So we're pulling it because of the alif. Not just laba, but rather laba. Because that alif has a sukoon. If we are reading it with a sukoon, again, laba. Lata, lana, laka, lakala, lakala, lakala. Excellent. Next line. Allaha, Allaha, Allaha. Excellent. Lala'a, lala'a, lala'a. Malawa, malawa. Malawa, halama, halama, ghala'a, 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 jameel. Alara, 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 mataya, 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 qathaya, 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 tabaya, 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 fala'a, fala'a, fala'a. Remember, you can either read it as fala'a with a fatha on the alif at the end, or if you imagine a sukoon on the alif at the end, it would be fala, fala. Jameel. Line 4. Qa'afa, 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 a'a'a. A-a-a, a-a-a, a-gha-fa, fa-qa-qa, 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 jameel. Gha-fa-gha, gha-fa-gha, gha-fa-gha. Take note, the different writings, the different formats of the letter gha. Gha, fa, and gha again. Gha, fa, gha. Jameel. Bahaza, bahaza, bahaza. Labara, labara, labara. Jalaba, jalaba, jalaba. Ha'a'a, ha'a'a, ha'a'a. Or if we read the alif with a sukoon, and we'll learn more about the sukoon later, insha'Allah. But just for now, then if we read the alif with a sukoon, it would be ha'a, ha'a. And if we read the alif with a fatha, ha'a, ha'a. Excellent. Ajaha, ajaha, ajaha. Ghohasa, 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 thagoda, 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 haka gho, haka gho, haka gha sata'a 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 khafata khafata khafata.
In reality, when you start reading the Quran, you will find the Quran much, much easier than these tongue-twisting letters that we are reading right now. But this is the foundation. We need to know this. We need to train our tongues, insha'Allah.
فَخَذَ 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 قَشَلَ 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 شَقَثَ 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 ثَصَحَ 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 ضَثَخَ ضَثَخَ ضَثَخَ.
Excellent. Line number 8.
طَسَجَ 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 أَبَلَ 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 أَكَتَ 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 هَأَنَا 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 بَهَكَ بَهَكَ بَهَكَ.
Excellent. يَضَطَ يَضَطَ يَضَطَ
لَلَوَ 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 لَبَضَ لَبَضَ لَبَضَ
نَتَى. This is something new. It looks like a ya, but it does not have any two dots under it. So it's not a ya. It's called the alif maksura. Alif maksura. And technically it's pronounced like an alif with a sukoon on it. So technically we would say nata, nata, nata. And you'll learn more about this later, insha'Allah.
Arama, 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 zayama, 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 rasala, 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 amara, 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 hamada, 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 manaqa, manaqa, manaqa.
Jameel, mashallah, walhamdulillah. Excellent. Let's look at line number 3. And let's read it with the fathas, let's read them with the dhammas, and let's read them with the kasras, insha'Allah.
Ala ra, ala ra, ala ra.
That's with the fatha. Now let's read it with the dhamma.
Uluru, uluru, uluru.
Jameel. Now let's read all three of those letters with kasras.
Iliri, iliri. عليري.
So all together now, all three options.
على را علورو عليري على را علورو عليري.
Excellent. The next one.
متى يا متيو متي متى يا متيو متي.
جميل.
قثا يا قثيو قثي.
جميل.
Tabaya tubuyu tibiyi.
Excellent, mashallah.
Fala'a fulu'u fili'i.
Walhamdulillah. Remember, always revise your lessons. Go through each lesson 2 to 3 times while saying the words on your lips, while pronouncing the letters nice and clear, and then inshallah it will stick. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.